They tried so hard to tear you down, thinking they had the power to break you. But something happened that they never expected. Every time they criticized you, every time they spread lies or threw insults your way, they believed they were causing you harm. What they didn't realize was that all of this negativity would eventually turn against them. You see, while they were busy pointing fingers at you, trying to convince everyone that you were the problem, they were actually revealing who they truly were. In their attempts to destroy your reputation and ruin everything you've worked for, they didn't succeed in bringing you down. Instead, they exposed their own flaws. Think about it. When someone attacks you without reason, it says more about them than it does about you. People began to see this clearly. They saw through the facade these individuals were putting up. The masks they wore started to slip, and their true colors came shining through. In the end, their plans backfired. They thought they could control the narrative and diminish your light, but no matter what they tried, nothing they did could really touch you. Their actions, meant to harm you, only ended up working against them. It's like they were digging a pit for you, but they fell into it themselves. Now here's the key. The only way their tactics could have truly worked against you is if you had engaged with them, if you had let yourself get pulled into their drama. But you didn't. You stood strong and chose not to play their game. You left them hanging, and that's a powerful move. You see, sometimes people attack you because they're desperate for a reaction. They want you to get involved, to validate their behavior. But by staying silent, by not giving them what they want, you maintain your power. Your silence speaks louder than any words could. It's like wielding a weapon without ever having to strike. And just like Jesus, who faced his accusers without uttering a word, you chose not to engage in their negativity. In the end, they're the ones who suffer. They tried to bring you down, but all they did was reveal their own true nature. What they meant for harm became a mirror reflecting their own insecurities and faults. Now everyone can see who they really are. Their true selves have been revealed, and they can no longer hide. People no longer want to be associated with them. They're losing friends, and others are distancing themselves. You see, people are careful now because of what they tried to do to you and others. When these people come after you, they're not just targeting you, they're showing how they treat everyone. You, on the other hand, remain positive and strong. Your silence speaks volumes. You might choose to let things slide, but sometimes you need to set boundaries. Silence can be a powerful way to do that. But remember, others might not be as forgiving as you are. While they've been attacking you, insulting you, and throwing curses your way, you might let it go. But eventually they'll face consequences because others won't be so lenient. They end up trapped in the world they created. When they try to tear you down, they're really just messing up their own lives. They spend their time online, constantly talking about you, spreading negativity. Instead of being inspired by your strengths, they focus on bringing you down. This only stops them from benefiting from the wisdom and inspiration you have to offer. In their efforts to harm you, they're only amplifying their own negativity. That's why I want you to see this clearly. The people who treat you with disrespect, who attack and insult you, don't realize that their actions will backfire. The harm they wish on you will turn back on them. It's like they threw a ball at a wall, thinking it would stick, but it bounced back. The negativity they sent your way ended up coming right back to them, hurting them instead. They were so obsessed with your life that they neglected their own. Can you believe it? They were so caught up in your business, they forgot to take care of their own. They were so busy focusing on your life that they neglected their own. It's like they were running a business without making any profit. We all know the goal of any business is to succeed, to make a profit. But they were too wrapped up in your affairs to see their own struggles. Instead of minding their own business, they were obsessing over yours. They even went so far as to study you like a subject in school. If your name is Sarah, they were studying Sarahology. If you're John, they were deep into Johnology. They acted like they were experts on your life, but what did they really achieve? Nothing. No degree, no certificate, no recognition. Just a lot of wasted time. They're enrolled in your university, but there's no diploma waiting for them. No degree or honors for all their effort in trying to understand and bring you down. It's ironic. They know so much about you, but seem clueless about their own lives. They spend their energy trying to tell others that you're not talented, that you don't deserve success, trying to tear down what you've built. But who are they to decide your worth? They act like they have control over your future, but they don't. If you're a student, they can't decide whether you'll study or not. They can't take away the intelligence or talents you've been given. They might act like they're in charge of your life, but they're not. They hoped that their negative words would make you doubt yourself, but the truth is, they have no power over your destiny. They might try to make you feel like you're nothing, but their efforts are in vain. You could have taken the gift they tried to give you, but you chose not to. When someone offers you a gift and you don't accept it, who does the gift belong to? It stays with them. The gift of pain, the gift of suffering, the desire to see you fail and be miserable, those gifts remain theirs. They ended up hurting themselves when they tried to hurt you because the universe works like an echo. Whatever you put out into the world comes back to you. That's why it's so important to be kind and generous. Treat others the way you want to be treated. But they don't see it that way. They're stuck in a mindset of scarcity, thinking that your success somehow takes something away from them. They act as if your achievements are a threat to their own. They believe that if you succeed, they can't, as if there isn't enough to go around. But they're wrong. The universe is full of abundance. There's plenty for you, for me, and for everyone. Love, wealth, opportunities, they're all limitless in this universe. Yet they resent you, thinking you've taken something from them. Their jealousy and envy are eating them up inside. Instead of being inspired by your growth, they're stuck watching you climb higher while they remain at the bottom, doing nothing. As you ascend the mountain, they stay below, criticizing you for every little thing, like the shoes you wear or the stumbles you make. But they don't realize that setbacks are part of the journey. While you keep moving upward, they're not making any progress in their own lives. I said it before, every time they try to tear you down, they end up tearing themselves apart. And now that all those terrible things they said about you have come to light, they're the ones facing the consequences. People are calling them out, telling them, you're the one who's in the wrong. You're not living the life you claim to live. Now they're feeling the heat, embarrassed and exposed. Did you make this happen to them? Did I? No, they did this to themselves. What you put out into the world comes back to you. It's simple, you reap what you sow. The universe doesn't forget, and karma always comes around. The energy you send out is the energy you'll receive in return. I'm sending all that positive energy your way. I'm here to remind you that things are always working out in your favor. Even when you face setbacks, they're just steps on your journey to success. Every disappointment is actually a blessing in disguise. Keep being the good person that you are, and goodness will follow you, not them. They tried to bury you, but they forgot. You're a seed. The pit they dug for you will only serve to help you grow. They fell into the very pit they dug for you. Everything they tried to do to you has come back to haunt them. They thought they were creating a trap for you, but instead, they've trapped themselves in their own misery. The life they built, full of negativity and deceit, is now the life they have to endure. They didn't follow the golden rule, treat others how you want to be treated. Now they want to play the victim, acting as if they're the ones who've been wronged. But let's be clear, they started this. After all the lies they spread, after everything they did to bring you down, they've been exposed. The truth has come out, and people can see right through them. They cheated, they lied, and now they're facing the consequences. Some have even ended up in serious trouble, like jail. But they're not the victims here. They did this to themselves. They should have left you alone. They shouldn't have lied about you, insulted you, or tried to drag you down. If they had been kind to you, things could have turned out differently for them. But instead, they chose a path that led to their own downfall. The truth is, they have the power to change their lives if they want to. What I wish for myself, I also wish for you. Success, peace, and happiness. If they had lived with this mindset, they could be on a better path, just like you are. Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate your support more than words can express. I want to send you all the positive energy I can. I'm not here to ask for anything, just to say thank you. Thank you for your time, your support, and your presence. We're all in this together, no matter what our beliefs are. I'm sending you love, light, and all the best wishes. God bless you and take care.